You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome John Boyega.
Of a Noah show, finally.
Mr. John Boyega.
What's good,
How
man?
You doing,
good
sir?
To see you, man. I'm doing
Look at
well.
You, looking great, man.
Thank you, man. I decided to go Angel Gabriel today, you know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah. And you're pulling it off. Let's jump straight into it. The movie, congratulations.
You know, thank you.
I know you're capable of doing everything. You know, I've seen you do comedy. I've seen you in action. I've seen you in drama. This film feels like a slight twist on what we've seen you do before.
Yeah.
It's really intense, and it's a really powerful story that I think comments on what's going on in America today. Talk me through it. Like, how did you get into this project, and what made you go, yeah, you know what, this is the next movie for me?
I read an amazing script that, to me, just kind of jumped off the page. The character of Brian is so complicated. Mm-hmm. His situation and his circumstance, going to the bank, trying to demand his money back from the Veterans Affairs was something that was just interesting.
Yeah.
And it's just a combination of who you're working with. Nicole Beharie, Salinas, Michael K. Williams.
Wow.
You know, this
right.
is a cast that made me definitely get out of bed.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You know what I love about a story like this is, you know, is that one, it's based in the truth.
Yeah,
you know, that's the first thing. And secondly, you can see the humanity in the storytelling.
Yeah.
You have this man who goes, I've served this country. Mm-hmm. I fought for this country. The story many veterans have in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then they come home and then their country
no
just
support.
Deserts them.
Yeah. It was actually shocking to even hear about the story and shocking that I hadn't heard about it, you know, in a sense that it happened in 2017. And this is just literally a few years ago. And this
right.
is something that none of us, it kind of happened under our nose. But to hear the detail about what vets are going through when mm-hmm. they come home, that integration back into public life is kind of complicated. For me as an actor, you know, I'm just play a small part in a jigsaw puzzle in exposing such a story and a perspective.
I think what you also do really well is you humanize the character.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just a veteran. It's not just a situation.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is about a human being who is in this situation. I mean, mm-hmm. you talked, for instance, to the real version of the characters, like his ex-wife, and
yeah,
you talked about the journey.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
did you learn about the human being that you were going to be portraying on the screen?
Oh, she told us so many gems, and it's specifics. As an actor, I want to hear how this man spoke. I want
right,
to hear about
right,
his
right.
interests. He was very much into movies, nerd stuff that I'm into. His voice, quite timid most of the time. So in scenes, like Abby would remind me, our director would remind me, remember what Brian's wife said. He
oh,
has
wow.
a quite timid voice.
Wow.
His walk, you know, we have CCTV footage, documentation
yeah.
About the case. And that all just helps to inform, you know, the performance. And that's what, you know, I used to go through as Brian.
You did a great job in doing it.
Oh,
and as you say,
man.
Like the team that's working with you, I mean, everyone
yeah.
deserves to be lauded. But,
yeah.
you know, obviously, you know, Michael K. Williams, you have a legend who we lost.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I think it'll be the last film that we get to see him in.
I think
in.
So.
Yeah.
He might have one after, I'm not sure. But this is one of the last, at the very least.
And
yeah.
the story getting to it was amazing because
yeah.
if I understand correctly, you basically had to beg the man. You had to, like, chase him.
Trevor, I begged him. I have to beg. You know, they show me respect when I come on these shows and say, yeah, you requested for him to be in the movie? No. No, it was, you know, I had to beg him. Such a versatile actor.
Yeah, man.
And an actor that doesn't need to come and shoot my small little indie movie for $2.50.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So it was me just asking him to collaborate, to come in and do a few weeks' work. And he just showed up on set. He was down to do it. And for me, I grew up watching The Wire. I grew up watching Boardwalk Empire. So to see, you know, Michael K. Williams walk on set to be motivated and ready to shoot, I was just like, yeah, this is a dream that's come true.
Did he know what a fan you were of his? You've got like a DVD box set of The Wire.
Trevor, come on, man. Trevor, man. You know, even when I reached out to you on text, man, I let you guys know, man. I'm one of those people that I have so many people, especially black individuals for me, who are inspiring to look up to. I'm going to let you know while you're still here that, yo, like, you're inspirational. And I had to tell him straight up, you show him that love. And I'm glad I got those moments with him, you know?
That's beautiful, yeah, man. That really is beautiful. I like that. I've always said, like, anyone who is Nigerian has the ability to inspire the best in you as a human being. I feel like that's what you bring out.
Absolutely.
You've just got that thing.
Criminals, I'd be like, you have motivation. Good motivation.
Oh, man. We're so excited. As soon as I saw you in a movie with Viola Davis and then Tuso Mbedu from South Africa, I was just like, when is the movie coming out?
As soon as I saw me in a movie with Viola Davis.
Ah, yes.
And so, yeah, that movie comes out September 6th, The Woman King.
Yes.
Is with Viola Davis.
Man, it looks badass.
Yeah,
it looks badass.
It looks crazy. I was actually at the AMC at the Grove the other day, and both trailers came up. Breaking Trailer came up before Brad Pitt's Bullet Train.
Oh, man.
And also The Woman King. And The Woman King trailer got a round of applause from the audience. I was tempted to say, I was in that. but I left that there for the audience just to enjoy this story that I think is just going to be so epic for everybody to enjoy.
You know what I love for you doing the story as well is, you know, I fell in love with you, like most people did, with Attack the Block. You know, I was just like, this is one of the most amazing movies. I heard there's a sequel, and I hope it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've always loved how you can seamlessly move between accents, how you embody a character, how you change who you are. Mm. But this, if I'm correct, is the first film where you get to be like your family. You know what I mean? You get to embody like your mother tongue. You get to, you know?
Yeah, I use my dad's voice for the king role. Yeah. I even wanted to grow a bit of a belly so it could just, you know, to emphasize that. But it was such a papa role as an African man playing a king, but also playing a king who loves his people, who loves his women and supports them.
Protected by these women.
Was for me great. I mean, normally we get into movies and, you know, male lead wanted to be the number one movie star, all the action. That's overrated. I liked the women doing everything. I said, go girl, go get it. Go get it. So that was fun. I can't wait for you guys to see that movie.
Amazing. Yeah. Before I let you go, I would love to talk about the break that you took. You know, John Boyega, like you launched onto the scene. You came on, everyone was loving you as an actor, as a guest on shows. You just have this magnetism. And then I distinctly remember you saying, I'm gonna take a moment.
Yeah.
How did you maintain the courage to say, no, John first, and then I'll get back into my career?
I just got to a point where I was like, life needs a sense of balance. And sometimes you go towards something and you achieve it, but there's no fulfillment because you've forgotten about the most important thing, which is the self. And in thinking about that, I was just like, yeah, I need to sort me out first. So that when I get to a certain stage and when bigger opportunities come, that I'm genuinely ready for it and not intimidated by it. And I twiddled my toes in my little furry socks. I went on holiday, had some good times, and then I relaxed and got my stuff sorted, got in the gym, got reading, got into a routine. And I think a lot of us need to do that, right? Just to get back into
healthy. Yeah, man, get into who we are.
Yeah, man, yeah.
My dude, that's why you're going to be one of the greats. You're great right now. That's why you're killing it. Good to see you again, man. John Boyega, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you watch both movies.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.